let's talk about the border crisis and how it is shaking down. Because here we have Dick Durbin. He's the number two Democrat in the United States Senate, senior senator from the state of Illinois. And he spoke on CBS's Face the Nation with, I think it's Bob Schieffer, the 114-year-old CBS veteran. And he was talking about why we have this unprecedented flow of illegal immigrant children from Central America. Here is what Dick Durbin had to say.
The federal government seems paralyzed to doing anything about this. Where do we start to fix this? What needs to be done here? And I'm not talking about passing some bill in the future. I'm talking about fixing this problem right now.
I think this administration understands what needs to be done, and it's a really amazing challenge. First, get down to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, and make it clear that sending these children north is a desperate and deadly decision, and that they've got to stop as quickly as possible and force that information gathering in those countries.
Why would people in Central America believe Barack Obama when he talks about illegal immigration any more than you and I believe him when he talks about illegal immigration? You know, people, one thing about people, whether they're dumb or they're smart, whether they're ignorant or well-informed, is that they know that actions speak louder than words, huh? Actions speak louder than words. So they know that if they're friends or their cousins or their distant relatives have migrated toward America from Honduras, from Guatemala, from El Salvador, from Nicaragua, from Mexico, and they're still there, that it doesn't really matter what Barack Obama says. I mean, you think that Joe Biden or Barack Obama going down and taping messages saying, don't send your child, it's dangerous, you don't think they know that already? These people down there? You don't think they figured that out? So they can say everything they want, but you know, people don't care. Did you know that the percentage of people that the administration is deporting has plummeted? The number of immigrants under 18 who were deported or turned away, just turned away, fell from 8,000 the last year of the George W. Bush administration, when there were far fewer juveniles trying to break into the United States. 8,000 under George Bush to 1,700 last year. Again, 8,000 deported in the last year of the Bush administration, 1,700 last year. You don't think that they have figured this out? You know, that is a drop of nearly 500%. They know what's going on here. So they can say what they want, but just like you and I are, and the Congress now, finally, when it comes to immigration, says, we don't trust you anymore. We know your words are cheap, that you don't really enforce the border. You leave it unenforced and use it as a bargaining chip. And the people who want to come to America illegally, don't want to bother immigrating legally, getting in line, paying the fees, etc., they know it too. So then here's where Senator Durbin says, you know, I'm getting awfully tired with the critics of this administration.
I am really getting fed up with some of the critics of this administration, particularly from House Republicans. They had the opportunity for one solid year to call the immigration reform bill, and yet they refused to. And now they're arguing we need more enforcement at the borders and a lot of other things. When are they going to accept their responsibility to govern, to call this bipartisan bill for consideration?
I'm really getting fed up with you for not supporting an amnesty. I'm really getting fed up with you for not supporting an amnesty bill that would result in more people crowding into the United States. Is this guy really that dense? Is Dick Durbin really going to sit there and say that an amnesty bill would have made the situation better rather than worse? And that's why the comprehensive immigration bill. It's the amnesty bill. What happened the last time we had an amnesty in the United States? 1986. Simpson-Mazzoli, bipartisan legislation. A Democratic House and a Republican Senate cooperating, sending the bill to a Republican president who signs it into law. And illegal immigration quadrupled. The minute you sign an amnesty, everybody's going to head north to wait for the next amnesty. And again, the words that not just President Obama, but quite frankly, the supporters, Democrat and Republican alike, used to sell the, quote, comprehensive immigration reform bill, those words are also cheap and also unbelievable. I don't mean unbelievable. I mean unbelievable. So when all is said and done, nobody in Washington, D.C. appears to have a clue what's happening on the ground, which is why people in Virginia, in the 7th District, in suburban Richmond, when they had a choice of reelecting their esteemed, powerful incumbent Republican Congressman Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, the number two man in the House, and they saw that he was for this, and they see what's happening now on the border, they said, where do I vote for the other guy? The other guy who had $250,000 in his campaign war chest as opposed to $5 million spent by Eric Cantor in a primary. I don't know if we've ever had a $5 million congressional race here in Washington State. Where one candidate spent $5 million. Susan Del Bene probably came close because she threw in a big chunk of her own change. But I don't think $5 million. $5 million to bury this college professor, David Bratt, and the power of David Bratt's message overwhelmed Eric Cantor and his money and his minions. So let that be a lesson, not just to Dick Durbin, but to everyone. And by the way, you have Dick Durbin say, I'm really, what is it you said, Senator Durbin here?
I am really getting fed up with some of the critics of this administration, uh-oh, particularly from House Republicans.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's talk to a Democrat, okay? Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar. Why, he's a good Hispanic. A congressional Hispanic talking to CNN's Candy Crowley. He's standing in front of the Rio Grande with a Border Patrol hovercraft patrolling the water behind him. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
Do you think the president will get the $2 billion plus that he's asking for to meet this emergency situation with more help at the border, more social workers to deal with the children?
Well, again, we got Border Patrol securing the border right now, as you can see behind us. But the president has asked for some money. He certainly can move some monies around, and we can handle that at the end if we want to. Again, let's keep in mind, with all due respect to the administration, they're one step behind.
They should have seen this coming a long time ago. They should have seen this a long time ago because we saw those numbers increasing. We're hoping that we can get that money so we can provide more detention spaces, more flights down there. And again, if we put this young children and this mothers and the right caregivers in those countries, I think this would solve. There is an incentive. There is an incentive that if you bring a child over here or your child by himself, you're going to be let go. And that.
Number one, the administration's a step behind. This is a Democrat talking. This is a congressional Democrat talking. But he's close to what's happening on the border. They're a step behind. They should have seen this coming a long time ago. Should have seen it coming, Congressman. They helped bring it on. And the word is out that if you come here and you are a child, you will be allowed to stay.
That's exactly what's happening. Our immigration courts are so backlogged. There's not enough detention spaces. And therefore, this is the incentive that we have to take away. And that's the 2008 human trafficking law that needs to be changed at this time.
Wow. Okay, so maybe Dick Durbin now can be fed up with some of his fellow Democrats. You're listening.
He's going to have to add to his list, isn't he?
I'm fed up with everybody. I'm fed up with the American people. I'm fed up with the rule of law.
Yeah, people to be fed up with today. Add Henry Cuellar.
Oh, my goodness. Can I be this awake at 5:17? I guess so. Welcome, everybody, to the Commute with Carlson.